The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Got Matt Flynn joining me in hour two, Dominic joining me in the happy hour, hour three. And you can always join us. Dial us 844-967-2789. A post-truth Tuesday edition. And we talked about the primary going on for the gubernatorial race in Georgia. David Perdue, he ain't even faking it. His whole plan is, I'll subvert the next election. I'm all down for, you know, giving the next election to whoever I think wins. And that's justification to vote for me. Well, I told you, Greg Sargent and others are kind of rooting against that sentiment. That little fascist sentiment that's being expressed by David Perdue. But we got our own little fascist here in the state of Wisconsin. Used to call him Boss Voss. Assembly Speaker, Republican, of course. And, you know, he's like a tick on a dog. This guy is so gerrymandered into this position. He effectively, you know, as long as he doesn't get primaried, this guy could effectively be the Speaker of the Assembly forever, or at least another decade. But got hooked up with sort of a bad crowd. Got on a private flight down to Alabama like a year ago now and told the former president, Donald Trump, you know, under a little pressure, I got to think, a little coercion, because that's how Trump likes to play it. Brought Robin Voss down there and said, Robin, I need you to go do something about, you know, the election. And doesn't acknowledge, Trump still doesn't acknowledge he might have lost that election here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, like 21,000 votes to margin. And we had recounts and we had audits. And hell, we even had conservative law firms, sort of the voice of the conservative movement, said no fraud here in the state of Wisconsin. And we had the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau say no fraud here in the state of Wisconsin, at least not on any sort of significant level. But we still had an election investigation going on for months. I mean, it was supposed to be wrapped up into last year, like October. Initially, it was only scheduled to go through like October. And then it was year end. And then it was, Christ, March. And then it was April. And the newest news is the former president has pressured Speaker Robin Voss into capitulating, which he gladly did, because most Republicans are capitulators. And he has extended the contract of Gableman. And Gableman, you know, because he's really in it, not so much for the grift, if you believe him. You know, he said, well, you can cut my salary. Well, a judge said, you know, there's a little proof they're doing any investigating anyways. So if he gets paid a little less to, you know, investigate a little less than zero, well, all the better. Because this is all about the pursuit of partisan ends. Let me read a little of the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Molly Beck, the fine journalist, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is extending just what the people wanted, extending the taxpayer-funded contract of the former corrupted Supreme Court justice leading review of the 2020 election. Corrupted's my version. A decision announced a day after former President Donald Trump sought to intimidate Voss by threatening a successful primary challenge if the review did not continue. So how's that feel, negotiating with terrorists, Robin Voss? The former president effectively being a terrorist to the Republican speaker. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. A little bit more here from Molly Beck's reporting. In a statement Monday that did not name Voss directly, Trump suggested in a statement to his millions of supporters that the Rochester Republican will see a successful primary opponent if he does not extend former Supreme Court Justice corrupted Michael Big Lie Gableman's contract with the state assembly. Here's what Trump said.
Anyone calling themselves a Republican in Wisconsin should support the continued investigation in Wisconsin without interference.
He went on to say, Trump that is,
I understand some rhinos have primary challengers in Wisconsin. I'm sure their primary opponents would get a huge bump in the polls if these rhinos interfere.
Trump said, using an acronym, if you're unfamiliar, Republicans, and name only. Some would say that about Trump, but, you know, now they've sort of turned the entire party into the party of Trump. A little bit more from Beck's reporting. On Tuesday, Voss issued a statement announcing Gableman's office will remain open as we guarantee the legal power of our legislative subpoenas and get through the other lawsuits that have gridlocked this investigation. Really? But let me read on. We are grateful for corrupted Justice Gableman's offer to reduce his salary. Oh, is that what it's about? It was saving the taxpayers money. We are grateful for his offer to reduce his salary as we are all concerned about the judicious use of taxpayer dollars. No, you weren't. You never were. This has all been a witch hunt on the taxpayer dollars. A purely partisan endeavor. A little bit more. Our intention is to remain within the original budget allocated for the investigation. Well, you allocated $700,000 to investigate voter fraud, which you've offered and your investigator has offered absolutely no evidence of. Should there be a work product here for $700,000? Should we see some evidence and not just an interim report of speculation and bad mathematical analytical calculation? Let me read on. Voss hired Gableman to look into the last presidential election last June. It's almost been a year, folks. Hours after Trump blasted a statement to his supporters criticizing Voss and other Republican legislative leaders for not doing more to litigate his 2020 election loss. So a year ago, Trump took aim at Voss. And Voss said, hell, sure, man, we got like almost $1 million from the taxpayers to go hire this corrupted former Supreme Court justice who already came out and said it was rigged. I mean, Gableman came out basically on day one and already demonstrated he had a preconceived notion of the outcome. It was rigged. That was his notion. And Gableman has so embraced this big lie, this post-truth. It has become a laughable circumstance for the state of Wisconsin. And I'd be laughing at it if I wasn't living it. I mean, 60 Minutes has done an expose on this guy, Gableman. Michael Big Lie Gableman. Voss gave Gableman a $676,000 taxpayer-funded budget, which includes an $11,000 monthly salary. Since the review launched, Gableman has missed multiple deadlines to issue a final report. I mean, he's so good at this job. Now, Gableman has issued dozens of wide-ranging subpoenas and asked a judge to jail elections officials. Did you catch all that? Asked a judge to jail election officials, mayors, and others who he claims are cooperating with him. They're not playing nice with me. They're not coming down to my secret interrogations down at the liposuction clinic in Brookfield. Throw their asses in jail. And then, of course, he ran off to Waukesha County to try and find a friendly judge to throw their asses in jail. A little bit more. The targets of his subpoenas have said they are following the law and asked the judge to find Gableman must interview them in public. That seems like a fair request. Let's do this in public. Let's do this in the assembly chambers, not behind closed doors as Gableman wants. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Ralph Ramirez has set a hearing for the case in July, but that court fight and others could continue beyond then. If Gableman were to succeed in court, he likely would have weeks or months of work to do as he conducts depositions. In recent weeks, Gableman appeared on former White House advisor Steve Bannon's podcast because he's also pressuring Voss, right? He's personally pressuring Voss on the Steve Bannon podcast to extend his taxpayer-funded $11,000, you know, just his personal payment, $11,000 a month witch hunt. A Brookfield office in Gableman, listed in Gableman's lease, appears to have been cleared of at least some appliances, supplies and furniture as of Tuesday morning. But it's unknown whether Gableman is still working in a taxpayer-funded office. Aides to Voss have not answered repeated questions from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this month when the taxpayer-funded payments to Gableman will cease. And what about the Assembly Elections Commission? Let me restate. What is her title? Janelle Branchon, a Republican from Menomonee Falls. Here's her title. She oversees the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections here in the great state of Wisconsin. Now, she is also a post-truther. She is also a fringer, and she also has the gavel. She has the power of the committee. She is the committee chairman. And here's what she says. If Speaker Voss shuts down the Office of Special Counsel's investigation now, not only will he be condoning cheating, he'll be legalizing it. Well, that seems a leap, Janelle. That seems quite a leap. Let me read that once again, just in case you didn't hear it clearly. If Speaker Voss shuts down the Office of Special Counsel investigation now, not only will he be condoning cheating, he'll be legalizing it, Branchin said. Has anybody ever heard of evidence? Can anybody demonstrate any evidence to support any of the allegations that Gableman has made to date? And if not, why are we extending the man's contract? Because the former president is pressuring the Wisconsin Assembly Speaker? I mean, don't we have a Republican Party? Can't you collectively stand up to this man and do the right thing by the voters, by the taxpayers? A little bit more. The committee's vice chairman, Republican Joe Sanfilippo, he's appeared on the show, of New Berlin, said he and Branchin have different views on what election matters the legislature should be targeting. Here, according to Sanfilippo, and the paper is a quote, Branchin has been focused on Gableman's review and looking at the past. And to me, I'm not happy with what happened in the past, but the past is the past. I'm not looking in the rearview mirror anymore, said Sanfilippo, who is retiring. And it's not like he's a square guy and he's just getting out because, you know, all the kooker fringers are bothering him. It's because they're not doing enough to change the outcome of the next election to satisfy my former guest a couple of times, Joe Sanfilippo. A little bit more of a quote from him. I'm looking forward to make sure that in future elections, we don't have situations arise that lead people having concerns and not having confidence in the election. And on whether Gableman's review should continue, Sanfilippo, who's not running for re-election this fall, says, he doesn't know. Without me being in contact with Gableman and knowing further about what he wants to continue looking at, I can't really say. I wish the legislature would be focusing more on the Legislative Audit Bureau's audit and taking steps to do corrections based off that audit. Like I said, the past is the past. I mean, we can't keep rehashing the same old thing over and over. And I can't believe I'm agreeing with the sentiment of Joe Sanfilippo, but yet here we are. The investigations have been extended. This will continue well into, what, the summer primary season? Hell, I bet it extends all the way to Election Day. You want to take odds? You want to take my action? I bet I'm right. 844-967-2789. So Trump turns up the heat, and Robin Voss folds like a cheap suit. Whatever you want, Mr. Trump, I'm here at your service. Now, he is being primaried. Robin Voss is specifically being primaried in the state of Wisconsin. A guy named Adam Steen. And it was just yesterday that, what, Trump turned up the heat a little bit? Actually, someone turned up the heat in here. I'm going to turn it down during the break. But here is what Trump said to Voss. Again, this Wisconsin Republican leader.
I understand some rhinos have primary challengers in Wisconsin. I'm not sure their primary opponents.
Or I am sure Trump is.
Their primary opponents will get a huge bump in the polls if these rhinos interfere.
I mean, interfere with failing to extend the partisan cyber ninja, cyber audit forensic investigation going on here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, it sounds ridiculous. I know they don't call it that. They call it the Office of Special Counsel. Seems more important somehow. Certainly, apparently, pays better. $11,000 a month. I need to make me some Gableman money. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll take a couple ads. And a couple of your phone calls when we return. 844-967-2789.
It's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.